All right, 1, 2, 3. Welcome to SecurityGuyTV.com at Black Hat 2017 in Las Vegas. What's your name?
Heath Thompson.
And what's the name of your company?
Forcepoint.
Now, what do you guys do?
We're about protecting the human point. The human point we define as the intersection between where users, human beings, are touching the mission-critical data of their enterprise.
Now, I'm glad to hear this. We've had, four or five companies this year that I didn't hear last year, that are focusing on the human part. Because everything's, it's just a one and a zero. IT guys, we're going to fix that. Humans are involved in everything.
That's right.
And we're focusing too much on the software and the buttons and the... But it's a hacker is a human. Well, it can be a computer, but a human, et cetera.
A bot or a human.
So yeah, now, how do you solve this? How do you handle it?
Yeah, so what we're seeing, we've been talking to our customers a lot over the last several years, and clearly there's a fatigue with the security solutions of the last several decades, right? Focusing on attacks, focusing on events, focusing on alerts. At the same time, there's been this huge secular trend of moving to the cloud. The perimeter effectively is gone. In fact, we refer to it as the zero perimeter world.
Oh, that's interesting. I never thought about
that. Users and data are everywhere. They're in the enterprise still, yes. They're in the cloud now. Users are roaming. Mobile devices, BYOD. All these factors have really changed the dynamics of the security landscape. The only thing that's the same is the people. And what we're finding is there's a need to really focus on humans, behavior of humans specifically, and paying attention to really the rhythm of the workforce and the movement and the flow of the data inside the organization that they're using today every day for their business.
I feel good.
And that data within the organization is mission critical data as well as highly confidential PII, like
absolutely
human resources, payroll data. How do you approach the problem of the trend that more data is going to the cloud, and what does your company do to secure the help
right,
secure
absolutely,
that?
Right, absolutely. Well, my role at Forcepoint is the general manager of the data and insider threat business, and so I'm particularly concerned about the problem you just laid out. DLP is a product that's in my domain. What we're doing specifically, Forcepoint now has full cloud application visibility. That's obviously a very important vector. We have endpoint solutions that are actually able to monitor human behavior and really understand what's normal and what's abnormal. We're actually leveraging that human behavior as the mechanism to drive classic enforcement mechanisms like DLP. So imagine a world, an old world of compliance where it's either yes or no, it's zero or one, right? You either allow or you disallow.
Right.
What we're able to do by monitoring behavior is we're able to make a smarter decision really about whether or not something should be allowed based on the risk profile, or maybe stated in a more positive sense, the confidence level that a user is actually doing something that's within the scope of normal business. Right, so focusing on user behavior, that's going to be the key differentiator for us. We think it's not only going to be the secret sauce. We think it'll also be the way that we enable security teams to actually work a lot more efficiently than they've been able to work on. If you think about it, some of our large customers have billions of events a day that they process.
Yeah, billions. Yeah.
Created by alerts from countless security products that they have deployed. However, at any point in time, there may only be a few hundred risky users, maybe even less than 100, that they need to track and monitor. By changing the focus away from the events and the attacks and threats to things about, looking at data and users interacting with data, you totally change the security paradigm. And that's a big part of what Forcepoint is doing.
Now, do you handle this through, software that sits on their networks and collects information, uses AI, that kind of thing?
Yeah, absolutely, Chuck. We have, first of all, we're what we call a primary data collector. That means that we do sit at the endpoint. We're able to observe, what people are doing, really as they interact with data, as they input data, as they, take data off the network. And we use that information to feed into behavioral analytics, into machine learning, that actually provide a real-time view of the risk or the confidence level that somebody's doing what
real
they're supposed
time
to
meaning
do.
real time. They used that word a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So that's right, an good. Overused word, so let me qualify it, right?
All right, good.
We're talking about at the point when a decision needs to be made. Do you allow something or do you not allow something?
Right.
Again, so at the point when it can actually make a difference. A lot of our customers have told us that traditional solutions, are not real time enough. You know, traditional behavioral analytics, that one of the challenges there is that they tend to work in batch mode, overnight, the next day, that kind of thing. We've seen situations where our customers have said we needed to know what the risk was at the time somebody was transiting files to that USB stick, to that external hard drive. So that's the real-time decision-making, but we need to be able to do that in such a way that we're informed so that we're not actually blocking legitimate business, that we're actually stopping only the things that need to be stopped when the risk tells us that that's what we need to do. The rest of the time, we need to allow normal business to flow.
Now, do you guys save any data?
Save any data in terms of...
The example you gave, where the guys download something on the stick, do you have to save that data to say, hey, customer, Dorothy's the one with those files, and here they are?
Right.
Or are you just letting them know what's happening?
Well, our products are, first of all, deployed in either on-premise or private cloud, kind of instantiations. So customers can kind of make the decisions they want in terms of what they do with retention of information. Right now, our job is to actually, insert ourselves in the stream of decision. And then allow either something to happen or not happen based on...
You're the traffic cop on the network.
That's right. So the data stays where the data should stay. Forcepoint is not necessarily archiving or collecting any of that information separately, right?
Now, is it a hard sell to come in and say, tell me what I'm going to do. I'm going to put my software all over your network, and we're going to look at all your stuff, and don't worry about it, everything's fine. Is that a hard sell nowadays? 10 years ago, you wouldn't have gotten in the door, right?
I have two answers to that question, right? We have products today that allow our customers to start at the network level.
Mm-hmm.
We have, analytic solutions that can actually ingest data from the network, and we have network products that can do things at the network level, and CASB solutions that can do things at the cloud level. And so that does allow us to do that, at the network level. We also have endpoint solutions, as you've asked about. What we're finding, because of this zero perimeter world, that a lot of times when you move things to the cloud, you actually are relinquishing some control to the security posture of the cloud provider, the SaaS provider or the public cloud provider, right? So really all you have left is the human point, as we call it, which is that endpoint where you're actually interacting with the data. So we're finding that that's actually a very strong value proposition, and customers really see that as the way forward in a cloud first and zero perimeter world. The other thing I would say too is our products are actually, one of our objectives is to unify a lot of the endpoint activity into a single unified endpoint agent. And inside of Forcepoint, we're combining together a lot of technologies today into a single endpoint form factor. So we're able to offer the enterprise customer a consolidation of 2, 3, 4, 5 different types of functions into one endpoint, singly managed, centrally controlled, single policy enforcement paradigm. And those kind of things will, they have that. That's its own value proposition,
yeah.
Right?
So, for example, if someone receives a new iPad from his wife for his birthday and starts accessing corporate data, that the company, the CISO and his or her team will receive an immediate real-time alert that a new device has been added.
Or if a politician's wife gets a device that happens to have the politician access data, that might be a useful thing,
right.
Too.
And also, too, on depending on the device and the circumstance, we may be able to actually, prevent something from transiting off of that device to a place it's not.
I was
going to
ask you about that. Is there an on-off switch, a yes-no switch, that gives you some control over stopping it?
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, we've heard other manufacturers out here talking about their device. I've not heard the on-off switch.
And I haven't heard whether or not you can detect bit bleach and what's really called the unethical and many times illegal destruction of
You mean
electronic
corporate
data.
Gone bad? Yeah, yeah.
Totally. Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
Good point.
Yeah. So that's an excellent point. So when we think about I've spent a lot of time talking about data egress and leaving the organization. A lot of times, corporate espionage and other kinds of malicious activities are really about destruction, disrupting business. Right. Again, focusing on behavior allows us to determine whether or not something is normal or not normal. Right. Why would somebody be accessing certain information at certain times? What are the operations that they're performing on that data? Is that an operation that they typically would do or not typically do? And then, you know, have that visibility in real time to be able to inform somebody to make a hard yes-no decision on it, or have, you know, the product itself buy the security team time to do the investigation, right? So, you know, by encrypting the information instead of allowing it to transit, or temporarily suspending a transaction until it can be validated. Mm-hmm. Those are the kind of things that our solution can do.
Heath, we've got about a minute left. What keeps you awake at night? What worries you?
You know, I think for me, I mean, it's you know, it's actually protecting our customers at the level of looking at behavior. I mean, and really, I feel like we can't move quickly enough to go out and address this need. The need is very real. It's very imminent and pressing. You know, we're moving at really new, unprecedented levels of speed inside of Forcepoint to try and address this problem. And so for me, it's really about, you know, trying to get the protection out to our customers as quickly as we can. We already have a very robust portfolio that is the foundation for what we're talking about, and really continue to evolve with our customers' need. That's a big part of what we're about. And so I think moving urgently to keep up with the pace of the need in our customers, that's what keeps me up at night.
Heath Thompson, Forcepoint.com. Forcepoint.com on the web. Heath, excellent, excellent interview.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chuck. Thank you, Dorothy.
You're getting my I Feel Safer rating, right?
Yes, absolutely.
I feel safer now that he's on the case.
Very good.
Thanks for coming to Black Hat 2017
and Security
Guy TV.
Much.
Thanks.
Thank you.